WBYT.
Good afternoon and good night, and we've wrapped it up. Thanks for watching or listening. This is episode 21.
Yay.
My name is Mitch. With me, I have Jess.
Hola.
We are Radio BYT. It's a poor intro. I'd redo it. I'll fix it in post. You have any quick thoughts for the 21st episode of Radio BYT?
My quick thought is you're nuts. You're crazy.
Me?
Yeah, you're crazy.
What did I do?
We're getting ready to go to Florida in a mere less than 2 weeks now.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh. And you're like packed.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
That's what I does.
I don't know. I'm last minute, Larry. And like packed meaning like everything's in a suitcase. Like he could leave tomorrow morning.
I'm ready to go. I have an emergency bag, I guess, is what they call
you
it.
You got your to-go bag?
That's what the kids call it, yeah.
I don't know. You're nuts.
Thank you. My quick thought is, to timestamp this, it is Saturday, July 6th. I have finished Stranger Things Season 3.
Yeah, you're sick.
It is glorious. To go even further into it, I watched 2 episodes on July 4th and then 6 episodes today, and I'm done.
Yeah, that's
right. I need season 4 like stat.
You did nothing today.
We did a lot today.
No, we didn't.
We went on 2 rounds of shopping. We made purchases. we did a lot today.
Not really. I cleaned the house and did laundry. You watched TV for 6 hours.
Well, hey, you know, research is what they call it.
Whatever
research
makes you happy, I guess.
I guess so. But that's my quick thought. Go see Stranger Things Season 3. Also, I saw Spider-Man Far From Home. That was great. And we saw Toy Story 4, and that was great as well.
It was.
So go see all of those, and that's all I got to say about that. But Walt Disney World has announced that Stormtroopers will be leaving Hollywood Studios.
Where are they going?
The March of the First Order daytime show with the Stormtroopers and Captain Phasma is no longer going to be on the schedule as of today, July 6th.
That happened fast.
This is to be done in light of their quote-unquote trip to Batu as they gear up for that, and they will be back August 29th for the grand opening of Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, so they're going on a trip, and then they'll be back once we open Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, so they're going to not be there, and then they'll just be over there. They have, like, a stage show or whatever in Galaxy's Edge.
Quite honestly, I'm okay with that because they scare me.
So that was my first question. Did you like the March of the First Order?
It's just very intimidating.
I very much disliked that show. And it wasn't because it was intimidating. I wasn't scared by Phasma or whatever pre-recorded message she wanted to send at me that day. It's more so from like a crowd flow perspective because that march is slow. And it's right down Main Street or
Hollywood
Main Street. And I just, get out of my way. I gotta get moving, Stormtroopers. Get out of my way. That's the only reason why I put this on the agenda is so I could say, get out of my way, Stormtroopers. Okay? I don't need your sass. First of all, they throw a lot of sass.
They do. They are quite sassy.
So sassy Stormtroopers, baby.
That's a t-shirt.
So you didn't like the March of the First Order show either?
No.
Are you sad to see it go?
No.
However, temporarily.
Temporarily. Go into your land, okay?
Get back to your home. Oh, man. And you know what? I didn't like Captain Phasma either. I don't like Captain. Can we stop trying to make Captain Phasma a thing? She never did anything in the movies either.
I think you're going to get some hate
no
mail
one likes
for
Captain
that.
Phasma. No one likes Captain Phasma. Your cousin, who's a diehard Star Wars fan, thought Captain Phasma was a boy, and it's not. So that should tell you about Captain Phasma.
Well, She's gone now.
From one riveting topic to the next riveting topic, new refillable water stations.
Oh, I'm so excited
about this. At the Magic Kingdom.
This makes me happy. Finally, how many years have we said they really need to turn these bubblers into refillable water stations?
So, with the dead of summer now in full motion, Walt Disney World has added a refillable water station in Tomorrowland at Cosmic Rays Cafe.
And last time I checked, you want to know how many water bottles they've saved already?
How many?
238 million water bottles.
Funny you should say that, because not only does it provide guests with clean filtered water, but it can tell you how much plastic has been saved by using that station.
Yep. So it was up to 238 million water bottles.
So I'm happy about this. I'm glad they added it to Cosmic Rays Cafe, because you want to know what? There's two fond memories of Cosmic Rays Cafe that I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. One is that was the bench outside of Cosmic Rays that we sat at after you got engaged. I got engaged as well. We both got engaged. It was great. So that we sat at that bench. Mm-hmm. The second is you complimenting it for the wonderful salad selection that they had for the burgers at Cosmic Rays Cafe. The salad bar selection. So, you know,
I really like a good, like, build your own burger, but I usually make a side salad.
Yeah, you make a little side salad. So to me, it didn't have a whole lot going for it. So I'm glad we threw a nice little water bottle section.
I hope they add more to the parks, a few more stands. I think they would be great.
It's like you've read the agenda already.
I didn't.
Should Disney replace all the water bubblers with refillable water stations? Yes. Because they double as water bubblers still. So you can still have the water bubbler, but you also get the idea of the refillable station. And everybody brings like a
reusable.
How many stores did we go to in preparation for this trip?
Yeah, we didn't want the size of the reusable bottle we had prior, so we bought a new one, and it took us a while to find, like, the perfect size and ease of use and not too heavy. We're psycho.
Can I ask you a question?
We're so crazy.
This just came to my head now. In lieu of what happened today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Does size matter when we're talking about water bottles?
In this instance, yes.
We saw a water bottle today. That was literally the size of a cannon.
It was huge. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. It was probably 2 feet tall and the size of somebody's head around.
No, it was the size of a cannon.
Well, I'm trying to, like, put it in perspective. Like, it was massive.
In perspective, it's the size of the cannon that shoots water at you.
And it was so heavy. And that wasn't with water in it.
So, you know, fun fact, though, it can keep your water cold for 120 hours. Where you're going that you need one thing of cold water for 120
hours?
That's
100 pounds.
That's a long time.
Like, you're not going to take that hiking. My only reasoning for that humongous water bottle was that somebody would take it, like, on a boat with them. Or something like that. Maybe a road trip.
What boat are you going on for 120? It's not a good boat. That's a big boat that you're going to be on. You're basically on a cruise ship. So I think they give you the water on the cruise ship.
I don't know. Maybe if you're stranded in your car for 120.
But are you planning that in advance? Like,
apparently.
I'm planning to get stranded. I really don't want to deal with my wife tonight. So I'm going to get stranded.
I don't know what it's for.
It's probably in Indiana of all
places. We should have taken a picture of it.
We should have.
Took a picture of it.
I don't think anybody's buying it, so we can go.
So maybe we can go back.
If you follow us on the gram and you see a picture or a story about this giant water bottle, know that we went back after recording this to take
just
a picture.
Just for you guys.
But I did mention cannons. This was a segue. It wasn't unintentional, too. There is a strawberry-flavored Red's Revenge Dole Whip now available at Disney World.
Oh.
It's available in Adventureland. It's a new Dole Whip flavor. And it retails for $6.99.
I like strawberry.
And you don't like this strawberry. Oh, the features it features Red's hat, because Red is no longer the redhead. It's Red. She's a pirate now.
Yeah.
So it features her hat, strawberry Dole Whip, and strawberry Fanta to make a float-like dessert.
Interesting.
Are you interested in that new snack?
No, I don't like soda, so the Fanta totally.
So
dodged me.
I didn't put this in there, but they also announced some new Monsters Inc. Dole Whip thing too. Mm-hmm. My question to you, it's not so much about like, do you want strawberry Dole Whip? Like, I'll take any kind of Dole Whip, but I don't want Fanta in it. I just want Dole Whip.
I don't think it's necessary. Why ruin a good thing? That's like when they do flavored churros. Like, why? People love regular churros. Yeah. Why are we messing with a good thing?
If it ain't broke, don't fix mm-hmm. it. Do you think that Disney has jumped the shark with their constant new dessert offerings?
I think they're just trying to stay fresh and relative. Like, I think Disney's biggest fear, which would never happen, but people are going to get bored.
Okay.
But I think that's like,
people are gonna get bored.
That's one of their things. Ridiculous. Is they want to stay with the trends and relevant. And I think a lot of people that visit Disney frequently, a lot of people that live there and vlog and do similar things that we do, go to the parks to find that new Instagrammable thing. So they're trying to keep up with the Instagram phenomenon.
But that's not who Disney's trying to reach.
But it is.
Is it though? Like,
that's all free publicity for them.
Right, but they're not making a ton of money off of vloggers. They're making a ton of money off the people that go there for like a week, maybe every 2 to 3 years.
But think about it. When you're planning a vacation, the average person that's planning a vacation to Disney, you're going to go on these social media websites and see this new cool dessert. Right. And you're going to seek it out to try it because it looks so beautiful. And you're going to want that Instagram picture. It's all a marketing
ploy. Right, but here's, yeah, I guess you got to get the vloggers to do it. And the vloggers have seen the other stuff a million mm-hmm. times. Because my like focus on that and my point in the matter was, the people that they're really trying to get to go there like once every 5 years, yeah. or maybe even once every 10 years. So they're not even going to have a chance to try everything.
Not everything, but the most recent stuff. And that wave of people coming in transpires repeatedly. So it's all a marketing play. It really is.
I don't like any of that.
They're geniuses. You just have to respect the hustle. They are so smart.
They brought back the corn dog nuggets that we all loved, so yep. It's all good.
So
all is forgiven.
They've done us right.
You ready to go further down iDrive, I guess?
Let's do it.
Let's go to Universal for a second, because in the Street Smarts segment, a Disney park guest. Disney park guest? Just kidding. Universal park guest is suing Universal Orlando after a fight broke out over a stroller.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You would think that would happen in Disney, but no.
Nope.
So the lawsuit claims that the victim was violently attacked by a belligerent, intoxicated male and is seeking more than $15,000 for the incident.
Oh,
it happened in 2017.
Oh, good Lord.
So the victim said it was the quote-unquote worst experience they've ever had in their life.
Oh, my.
But it's going to get better. Just wait. So they claimed that Universal did not have proper security to keep their family safe. He's also accusing the park of not checking IDs when serving alcohol to minors. The Orlando PD investigation lists both sides as mutual combatants and no charges were placed. Again, this was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago now. So basically what happened is this person, and I think I have it listed further down. I just haven't gotten that far. So this person was pushing their grandson in the stroller in the arcade in Islands of Adventure.
Okay.
Where I met childhood hero Spider-Man. So that's like iconic, that arcade for me, you know?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and she was complaining that people wouldn't step aside.
Mm-hmm.
Now she brought a stroller into a tight spot. So really kind of on
you. Yeah, let's set the scene. Very, very tight spot and usually very crowded.
Yes.
Because this spot links a store to an arcade.
Exactly. To a food place. It's
and
everything.
To a major road in the theme park.
Yeah. And to a ride. There's meet and greets. All that. Right. So a 19-year-old man said they heard that person complain and heard the complaints, confronted the husband, and punched him in the face.
Oh, my.
Now, the teen claims that the woman was swearing as she demanded people to move. And suggested she ask in a nicer way.
I believe it. When was this? Probably like dead of summer.
2017. Yeah, you know, we're going to get a little dicey when we go. Going to keep the fans on you. Video there is video surveillance of it. So the fact that she's saying that they didn't have enough surveillance is kind of wrong.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere, lady.
Exactly. So the video shows the teen saying something to the victim, the victim's husband getting into his face, and then the teen punching him.
Yeah. So the guy said something to the teen, and the teen...
Didn't like it. So I guess the wife of the grandfather or whoever it was that got into the face tried to stop them but got hit with a stray punch.
Oh, good Lord.
At that point, the teen stepped back, but the victim's husband continued to try to fight him.
Yep.
Wowzers. I literally have that in the agenda. Wowzers. So
yeah.
Since then, the teen has been banned from Universal property, which stinks.
That stinks.
Yeah. But now they're trying to sue Universal for not doing enough.
I mean, what do you want them to do?
I mean, it kind of sounds like it was a mutual thing. Yeah. Like you were going at it with them, you know?
It sounds like the husband or whatever, the father of the child, the male suspect.
You are not the father. I guess it was a family trip, the whole thing.
Yeah. The male suspect was just as in the wrong as the teenager was.
Yeah. I just...
People are crazy. Like, why are we throwing fists?
Like, you're a grandfather. You're old enough.
$15,000 is nothing.
Right. For what?
For what?
And then
you're going to be the worst experience of my life.
All right. Yeah. The worst experience. Guess what? The worst experience for you, you may get your $15,000, but you're going to end up on a wall somewhere in Universal and you're going to be banned just as much as the other person's banned. And you may not be banned, but you're going to be like... Oh, that's the guy. That's the guy, you know? So
yeah, you don't want to be those people because we know some of those people.
Do we? Who?
We know of some of those people.
Yeah, we know of them. We've done the research. Our executive producer, Ollie Jones, really stinks tonight.
Every night.
Oh, did I wake you? I'm sorry. Were you upset with my comment? Okay. You want a chance to stay at Cinderella's castle for the night?
I would love one.
Good, because ESPN, as part of the Jimmy Valvano fundraiser, is giving folks the opportunity to.
Awesome.
So the highest bidder, it's a fundraiser. Highest bidder will receive 4 round-trip flights, 4 magical express transfers, 1 night stay in the castle, 2 additional nights at a Disney resort, a 4-day park hopper ticket, and a $2,000 Disney gift card. And... 1 VIP tour.
How amazing.
That's a lot, I feel.
That's a great... Okay, well, now I'm curious to see how much it will go for.
So, let me tell you how much it would retail at.
How much does it retail for?
So,
it would
be just over $10,000.
Okay.
How much would you be willing to pay for that?
So, let's put it into perspective altogether. Yes. So, you automatically knock off $2,000 because you get the gift card. So it's $8,000 retail.
Yeah.
And then your flights for 4 people.
So the $2,000 will cover basically your dining.
Yeah.
Like your food, merch, all that stuff.
So the flights for 4 people, round trip, let's say $500 each.
Right.
So knock off another $2,000.
Yeah.
So we're now down to $6,000. Hotel stay for 4 days, Disney property, high end. It's not a value resort, so it's going to be like...
It's whatever they choose. Like, it's based on availability. It's whatever they choose.
Yeah, it's probably like Bay Lake Tower, something nice. They're going to give you those options. So,
or it could be bad. Like, it could be like, all right, we'll stick you in the All-Star Sports.
No, I doubt it.
Art of Animation, probably. Okay.
So, let's say like $300 to $500 a night. So, we'll say another like $1,500. What are we down to? $5,500?
I didn't major in math.
So... And then the park tickets and whatever. So like $5,000 you're down to for this trip.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good like price. You can't put a price on Cinderella's
what
castle.
What are you willing to spend on it though?
Okay. So what
you
I
get
would,
one night in the Cinderella castle on the trip.
Well, with my budget.
Oh, Jesus.
I would probably like max out at like $20,000.
You want to know what it's going for right now at auction or as of 2 days ago
Way
when I made the
much.
Agenda? $26,000.
Oh, so I'm not that far off.
I don't think I could bring myself. That's like
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to stay in that castle. That's why you're doing it. That $20,000 is why, or $26,000.
I would.
How many more days does it have?
I'd have no hair. I don't know. I would have no hair. Like, with, I would be so stressed out about the fact that I've bid $27,000.
We'll say. But for some people, like, well, for some people that have money, that's not a lot for a 4-day vacation. Some people pay that in a day for vacation.
You want to take bets on how much you think it would go for?
I think it's probably going to go up to about $50,000. Yeah, that's my guess.
Could you imagine dropping $50,000 on a Disney vacation?
But if you were super, 4 days. If you were super rich and had a little girl, like a little 8-year-old girl, you would drop $50,000 in a heartbeat to stay in Cinderella's castle.
Is yeah, that, you would. All right. Where would you?
You know you would. Don't
now,
even.
I know, but I'm not. I'm thinking historically now. Like, okay, if you had the choice, where would you rather stay? Cinderella's castle, Walt's apartment in Disneyland.
Walt's apartment, hands down.
How much would you pay for that?
I'd probably, if I could.
For one night, for the same thing, basically. A four-day trip, round-trip flights, transfers, all that. But Disneyland, you stay one night in Walt's, and then the rest is at the Disneyland Hotel.
I'd probably, like, be willing to do $40,000, $50,000.
I was going to say $100,000.
Well, I don't have that kind of money.
No, but I'm speaking as if I was the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
I would spend $100,000 on that because then you're saying you're literally going to sleep in the same spot that Grandpa Walt slept in. Like, you're literally staying there. There's history there. I don't know, Cinderella.
I think like
maybe $40,000 I would spend on Cinderella's
the
castle.
The nostalgia behind Cinderella's castle.
Could I take pictures? That would be the question. Like,
you have to be.
Could I monopolize this in the sense that I would be able to make my money back long term?
But like, you would. Are they gonna watch you all night? Like, I don't know what. I don't know how that.
That
works.
Would be really creepy. I don't want that.
Like, I'm sure there has to be staff staying
like
in
that.
Cinderella's castle.
I mean,
we've seen
the suite at Cinderella's castle on the Destination
Could you imagine,
America.
Though, it's there's probably some random person sitting outside your door all night so you don't leave and, like, go running through Magic Kingdom.
I don't like that.
But in retrospect, think about it. It might not be that great of a stay. Remember when we did our wedding photo shoot, how crowded and loud it was?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get no sleep. You wouldn't
no
get
sleep
any
till Brooklyn.
Sleep.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
But you wouldn't, like, it's so loud.
You ain't gonna get no sleep, girl.
Unless, like, they shut everything down because, like, you've paid
for
it.
No, I think you would have to, you'd be up at, like, 6 a.m. Yeah. You'd have to be up.
You would have to be up
I wonder
out.
How that would work. Like, would you just be able to go to the Magic Kingdom? Like,
do you, like, put your slippers on and go have breakfast like,
we'll,
downstairs?
We'll test the rides? Like, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Clarification
yes,
needed.
Yes, please.
You know? I don't know. Is there any place, Disney or Universal property, that you would be willing to spend like a year's salary on to stay at, besides the Cinderella's castle?
A year's salary? No, not really.
Not a year's salary. We'll say 20 plus grand on for like a
like if they had like a Hogwarts suite.
Yeah,
I think that would be pretty cool. I don't know. And one night.
I think the only other place that I would want to do that at is literally the Tower of Terror.
Oh, F that.
I would want to stay at the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
No, thank you.
I just wouldn't take the elevators. Like, we got to go down to the lobby. That's 26 floors down. It's fine. We're taking the stairs.
No, I'm
I don't
good.
Trust it. Ah, man, I don't know. I don't think there's anywhere else that I would even consider. Like, the Hogwarts, yeah, I guess, but at the end of the day, no.
But can you imagine how lucky that person is, like...
Whoever wins this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, I mean, they've
I'm
made
jealous.
Out well in life. To be able to just drop, like, $50,000 on something, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we will keep tabs on this, guys, and let you know how much it goes for. My guess is around 50.
I'm going to agree with you. We're simpatico. Yeah.
Great.
Disney's going to be making or maybe making a live action version / follow up to A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
It'll most likely be a sequel, but could also be a reimagining.
Interesting.
Could be live action. may or may not even happen.
Is Tim Burton going to be involved?
Tim Burton, fun fact about that, actually, Tim Burton did not direct A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
I think he wrote it.
Okay.
He did something. He was a producer on it, but he did not.
Well, I wonder if he's going to be involved in any way.
I hope not, but are you interested in seeing a live action follow-up to A Nightmare Before Christmas?
I think it would be interesting to see what they do because the characters are so obscure. Like, I don't know if it would do it justice.
But like the claymation style, isn't that kind of considered live action? I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess they are considering doing it in the same way that they did The Lion King, where it's technically not live action, but it's also technically live action. I don't know how I feel about that. What would you want to see it be about if it were to happen?
I have no idea.
No, see, it's so easy. If they do it, I don't want them to overthink it. Okay. You have the scene in The Nightmare Before Christmas where he goes out to the woods, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like Easterland and Christmasland and Halloween, whatever, where they are. And all the holidays, just pick a different holiday. Boom, done.
That works.
Have him go to Christmas and terrorize Christmas. You know, like, I don't know. Something like that. I feel like that would be the easiest way to continue it and have it be a cohesive story as opposed to, like, what are we going to do? We're going to reimagine it with different... No, that movie's fine. Just leave it be. People don't know if it's a Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, whatever movie. Just leave it be there and go to a different holiday. Ruin a different holiday for us. Like,
apparently we have strong feelings. Could you imagine
Jack Skellington hopping around like the Easter Bunny?
Oh, come on, Sally.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't like that. There's been a lot of live action news this week. I don't like that either. Did you know this isn't on the agenda at all? We'll dive into the next piece in a second, but now they've announced that they're considering doing a live action Hercules.
Oh, I love Esmeralda.
Yeah, but is that Hercules?
Yes.
I get confused between Esmeralda and the chick from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Maybe I'm confusing them. I don't know.
Whatever. Can you let me know, someone, please? But no, so they're considering doing a live action Hercules, and for the role of Hercules, they're trying to take the guy that played what's his name? Tarzan. Yeah. Alexander Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all either.
No, it should be Thor.
Everything should be Thor. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Make a new Tarzan with Thor.
Yes. Please.
But no, so they're considering doing that. I didn't look into it at all. I hope they don't. My concern is that they're like, all right, they're going to make money because all the people that saw the original animated film are going to go out to see the live action version. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I get doing the classic ones, which we're going to dive into in the next couple pieces, but like, leave the ancillary like Disney animated features alone. You know, like what's next? Are we going to do a Prince of Egypt? You know, are we going to do a Sinbad one?
Like, yeah.
You know,
probably.
Please don't. Frozen. They're going to do Frozen.
Mm.
Oh, that's 5 years old at this point. Like, we're good to go. Let's make that live action now. You know, it's too much. Too much.
Too much too soon.
So this one. This one's been a hot topic.
It really, lots of controversy on this one.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Little Mermaid.
Okay. Disney is officially cast, and I read this when it first came out and thought it said Halle Berry, and I said, I think she's a little old, but that's okay. It's Halle Bailey as Ariel in the live-action Little Mermaid movie. Mm-hmm. She is a part of the R&B group Chloe and Halle and part of the Grown-ish show, which is a spinoff of the Black-ish show, and it airs on the Freeform Network.
There's a lot of controversy about this. I don't agree with it at all. People are mad.
We're going to talk about this in a second. We're going to talk about this in a second.
Let's do it.
So, but Disney said the actress possesses the combo of heart, youth, innocence, substance, and a great singing voice that they were looking
for. She does. She has an amazing voice.
Haven't listened to her voice.
Great voice.
It's okay. I think she sang the national anthem somewhere.
She did.
Okay. That's the group that it is. Mm-hmm. They did it in Atlanta or something like that, right? Yeah. It'll mark the first time that a Disney princess has been reimagined as another race.
So, who cares?
Do you have a problem with it?
No. Who cares?
I don't have a problem with it, but here's my problem in general.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not talk about The Little Mermaid for a second, but let's talk about Princess and the Frog and then recast Tiana as Emma Watson.
So, yes, I totally understand what you're saying. People would be pissed.
Let me argue my own point. The race matters in that movie, in The Princess and the Frog. It really doesn't matter in The Little Mermaid.
Well, and I think so many people have resignated with Tiana.
Yes. Like, that's why I'm saying it matters.
Like, and even going to Mulan, so many people resonate with Mulan because of her culture. And even Pocahontas, you can say that for all three characters.
Right.
I think The Little Mermaid, who cares? Like, because she's not a redhead.
Can she sing? Are we going to make her a redhead? Because that's fine. Even if you don't, I feel like you have to. But
it doesn't matter.
But like, the color of the skin doesn't matter at all to that movie at all.
The main attributes of that movie is the person, said person, Little Mermaid's voice, Ariel's voice. That's the premise of the movie.
As long as you get the pipes, I don't care.
And you know what? Good for her, because she's going to rock it, and there's going to be a lot of little girls that are like, you know what? She's an awesome Ariel, so I love it.
Is there anybody that you would have wanted to see play Ariel in The Little Mermaid?
No, I love the choice they made. I think it's awesome, and I'm really excited.
Do you remember back when, like 3 or 4 years ago, when it was that big April Fool's thing where they announced it was going to be a live action Little Mermaid? It was going to star Emma Watson, I get confused, as Ariel and Daniel Radcliffe as Prince Eric.
Yeah, Emma can't sing. Sorry.
You didn't like her as Belle?
She can sing. There's a lot of auto-tune there. But there's a lot of auto-tune. Like, this girl can belt. It will be good. Yeah. It's going
to
be good.
You almost need to be a singer first for this role.
Absolutely.
Acting is really secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you, though. How do you feel about Melissa McCarthy as Ursula?
I kind of like it.
I liked it until I read this. And I don't know the woman's name, and I apologize very much for that, but you remember when we were listening to Sirius XM once and we heard that song that Blame It On My Juice? She has been campaigning hard to be Ursula.
That would have been so good too.
To the point that she said, no, you shouldn't give it to Melissa McCarthy, you should give it to me.
Well,
and she like got in a full Ursula like cosplay, like painted purple, like craziness. And I think it's Lizzo is her name actually. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, you need to make her Ursula. So if you had to choose between Melissa McCarthy and Blame It On The Juice.
I would choose her.
Because she fits the whole.
She fits that mold. Like, she's so.
She's got sass.
She's so, she's so sassy. And I feel like I really like Melissa McCarthy and I could see her playing that role. But like, she just has that like persona about her. So I could.
She's got swag. Yeah. That's what it is. Ursula's got a lot of swag. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would pick the other thing.
I wonder Lizzo. If Melissa McCarthy is going to step down.
I think she should. She can go do some garbage comedy that she likes to do with her husband, have her husband direct it. I don't like that. Speaking of things that I don't like, Disney is set to make massive changes to the live action Mulan.
Oh, no.
So this is all rumored stuff. But at an early screening of what they've done so far, Mushu, the dragon, has allegedly been removed.
What?
Originally, it was supposed to be voiced by Kevin Hart, aka New Age Eddie Murphy. But now, he has been replaced, the dragon, by a phoenix.
Oh.
I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Right. The other piece of it is that classic songs from the original movie, like the I'll Make a Man Out of You, they're there. But the cast do not sing them. So it's just instrumental versions of them in the background. The film has been announced to not be intended to be a musical. Are you happy about any of that?
Well, it's just different from what we're used to all the live actions being. Because everything up until now, well, up until that, has really kind of followed that premise of live action musical. That, like, the songs are the same. The characters are pretty much the same, But maybe there's justification somewhere where Disney wants to tell the story more or less than...
Here's where I think it is, right? When you think of, like, when you think of Mulan or, like, just China, like, the Asian, like, ideology, you really don't think musical. So I think they're really trying to be authentic to that whole way of life. And they want the songs to be there in the background, but they want it to be like a true story of like martial arts and like learning and becoming your own person. But they want it to be true to the culture that it's trying to portray.
Possibly, yeah.
If that's the case, I like it. But it's going to be different, which is good because I don't want these live action films to just be shot for shot remakes of what we already saw in the animated version. I'll just watch the animated version.
See, I'm so indifferent because I love what they've done so far. Like, I loved Aladdin. I loved Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. I loved Cinderella. So
I liked Aladdin way more than I feel like
yeah,
I should.
Yeah, you did. I'm shocked because you were so like in about it. And I was like,
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like they've done such a good job. I'm just going to trust them.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
May as well.
And sometimes they surprise you, just like Aladdin did.
Well, you know what surprised me?
What?
Warner Brothers is trying to get on the streaming service thing.
Oh, good.
So Atlanta. I wrote this piece, but I actually found out today that they've also announced that they're going to do a Gremlins TV series.
Oh.
But they're also tossing around the idea of doing a prequel Harry Potter TV show in the works, kind of to launch their own service, but it's going to be set at Hogwarts, like before Harry Potter.
Interesting.
Is it though? Like, don't we already have that?
Well, I think it would be cool to like, I'm trying to think of how to describe it, to do like a school drama with different characters in Hogwarts.
Oh, no, I don't want 18 episodes
like,
of like
Saved by the Bell.
Saved
by the Bell Hogwarts style.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'll cast the spell on you, girl. Oh, I'm Kelly Kapowski.
Ka-chow.
I don't like that at all.
I think it would be
I don't want a teen drama in the Hogwarts castle.
I think it would be so fun.
I feel like we're already covering a prequel to Harry Potter with Fantastic Beasts. I don't think we need to retread it. I mean, I guess if it's set at Hogwarts and what is it going to focus on? Hagrid?
I don't know. Ask Warner Brothers.
I will. I don't. What do you feel about like them having a streaming service? Why is everybody having a streaming service?
It's where the money is.
No, it's not. It's because Disney Plus launches in November, people. Hate to break it to you, but your streaming service idea
you're
is going to be
irrelevant.
Yeah, you're all irrelevant in November. Like, why are you trying to do it now? They did the same. They did the same crap with the DC stuff. They're like, oh, Marvel did the MCU. Let's try to do the DCEU, and it didn't work because it was a half-brained idea.
Warner Brothers are followers. That's what it's come down to.
But
in
they
my
don't
head.
Even think it through. They just do it, and it's like you haven't even established anything. It gets me so mad. Gets me so mad when I have to talk about DC, the DCEU compared to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Where the Marvel Cinematic Universe, yes, they added a bunch of crap in at the end because they were like, yeah, this works. Let's just go with it, right? They got the rights to Spider-Man. They're like, let's go with it. But, like, they had a plan from Jump Street with Iron Man and, like, launched it for 10 years. And then DC comes in and they're like, and it's a Warner Brothers film, so this is where I'm getting back to it. But, like, they came in and they're like, yeah, we're not even going to bother with the origin story. We're just going to give you the Justice League. Deal with it. And guess what? It sucked. And then Ben Affleck went on a binge drinking competition and gained 48 pounds. And now he can't be Batman. So now they got to recast Batman with Team Jacob from Twilight or whatever Robert Pattinson played. And oh my.
Hashtag Mitch rant.
Sorry. I just can't. I don't get it. Stop. You're too late. Just go to Netflix. Netflix could use some help. You don't need to launch your service. Just go to Netflix. Christ.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're not. Epcot has announced that Club Cool is officially going to close.
Thank God. Take your Beverly and go away.
As part of the theme park transformation.
And your sticky floors.
Location will close on September 8th. So we're going in the end of July. Bye. We will get our last drinks of the Beverly then. When we go back.
I hate that place. It's always
you going to rant now too?
No. It It smells like feet. All the like dirty feet.
It's sticky.
And the floor is sticky. That's the
worst part. It's so sticky.
Gross. It's disgusting.
So it's going to close September 8th and it'll reopen at some point in the future in a new capacity.
Don't bother.
Okay.
Just put in more water fountains.
They did not give the reopen date, but it'll most likely be gone for, quote, a while.
Good.
Also closing is the Electric Umbrella.
Oh.
Also the Starbucks location, which they literally just did.
Where is it going?
Somewhere else.
Where do we get Joffrey's, our coffee?
Joffrey.
Gosh.
And then they're also closing Mouse Gears. They're going to give it a temporary location somewhere else.
Yeah, they better.
And then that'll reopen in the winter.
I need to get my gears.
Are you sad to see any of it go?
I'm worried about Starbucks because sometimes...
Because I need a latte.
Because sometimes we...
Can I get a hot tub? No.
Really need a coffee. But we'll figure that out. That's our own personal battle. But thank
Joffrey's
God.
Joffrey's coffee right in the park
Goodbye,
open. You see those lines?
Cool Club. I'm fine with that. Please don't bring it back. It's a waste of money. Spend it on
if you bring
water
it back,
bottles.
Maybe don't bring back the Beverly?
No, like the Beverly... The Beverly is like a phenomenon. Like people go just to like
it's a fun phenomenon.
Just to like taste it and take a video of their kids going meh.
Yeah, but
and then you have that weird kid, which will probably be Mason.
Shout out to Sam, yeah, Sam Maley on YouTube. He liked it. He liked the Beverly.
But weirdo. It will probably be Mason that like likes it. He'll be like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, this ain't bad. Yeah, refreshing. I think everything there would taste better if you got to have ice with it.
Maybe.
Because if it was actually cold, not like
maybe
lukewarm.
That's the trick with the Beverly. It needs
just
to
put
be
ice. Just add ice.
It needs to be iced.
Beverly, just add ice. That's a shirt. Last bit that I have. There are rumored changes to the Country Bear Jamboree have been put to rest by Disney.
Oh, good.
So you remember last week we talked about the Enchanted Tiki Room?
Mm-hmm. With their bird cues?
With all their bird puns, yes. They released another one with bear puns, saying that these rumors were quote-unquote barely believable.
Oh, they're so funny.
The rumors were suggesting that the attraction would get a Woody's Roundup overlay, which makes zero sense because they just announced that they're opening up that Woody's Roundup restaurant, table service restaurant.
Y'all need to stop with the rumors. Stop it.
Rumor
right now.
Would you be sad to see the Country Bear Jamboree go?
Yes.
Why?
Because I love those big bears with the big old lips. He goes, dum, dum, dum.
I'm gonna leave that. Would there be anything though that you would want it replaced by?
No, I like the ride as is. It's a nice little aircon spot. I love aircon. The little bear that comes down from the ceiling and starts swinging and singing her songs about her broken heart.
I don't think I would want it replaced by anything as much as I would just want it updated with new songs. Like, give me some news. Give me some.
Switch it up.
Give me some Old Dominion or something. You know, like. I'm just kidding about that. But like, give me some new songs or have different shows.
Yeah, like switch it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think like that's how you keep it fresh. You keep the people coming in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just go in there and fall asleep. You know.
I don't fall asleep.
I did. I fell asleep.
Well, that's all right. You can fall asleep.
Well, it's okay.
I'll dance. I'll swing my shoulders.
Imagine if you could go, oh man, you know how funny it would be? Say like you go in, right? And someone's just like a Disney cast member is just having a really bad day. And you know, they're like, you know what? I'm going to switch it up on the people. You go in and you get like gangster rap the whole time.
That's awful.
I think I would do that if I was like, if I worked there and I got a new job secured already and I'm just like, I'm quitting. Like, I don't even care. I would just throw on the most like insane clown posse.
That's awful.
I would just do that and want to watch how the people react. Disney magic. I think that would be the funniest thing. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Disney magic. I love me some Country Bears.
When's the last time you went on the Country Bears?
Last trip. We went. Me and you.
That's wrong.
Nuh-uh.
The last trip we went to Disney was in March, and we did not go on the Country Bears.
We did. We went with Jamie, and we went with Callie.
I'm going to need you guys to let me know.
We went.
Skinny-ish margaritas on me if we did go see the Country Bear Jamboree, because I do not believe that
we did. Two skinny-ish margaritas on me to say we did.
Three on me. You know, I think we did, but that's okay.
It's okay.
That's the last bit that I have. You want to give me an outro?
Sure thing. So check out our vlogs on YouTube, guys. We're getting some really good traction and we want to expand our YouTube. So check them out. We're going to Disney in 2 weeks. So yes. Stay tuned for that stuff.
That is By Your Terms on YouTube.
By Your Terms on YouTube. Everything that we do can be found on buyyourterms.com. So our shirts, our YouTube, our blogs, our vlogs.
Yeah.
So go check it out there. We also do custom shirts. So if you guys are doing a family trip, just hit us up and we can help you out with that as well.
Yes.
But I think that is it for tonight.
You missed one thing.
Oh, no.
You can find us on all social media at By Your Terms.
Yeah.
You missed that one. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at By Your Terms. You'll find us.
I tried really hard.
It's all right. We'll get there. Anything else?
Nope. That is it, guys. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye.